Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
So Angeline, today's article is kind of about getting sick.
Oh, okay.
Now, when you were a kid at school, did you ever pretend to be sick to get a day off school?
Okay, so I know you won't believe me, but it's true. I've never done that.
Really?
Yeah.
No?
I won't say it, but I haven't done it for school.
Oh.
I have for other things.
Other things.
Yes.
Well, I won't delve too much more into that. Now, it was impossible for me. My father is a doctor.
Okay.
He can tell if we're faking it.
Oh, did you ever try?
We would have to wait. There was a window after my dad left for work, and it was just my mum, and she was a bit of a soft touch.
Uh-huh.
We could get it, maybe get a day off, but no, it would just be, okay, send the father in. No, you're not sick. Get to school. That was it.
What would you usually pretend that you had?
Stomach hurt, because you can't test
that's
that.
That's true.
Okay, well, in this article, someone is really sick. It's a conversation article, so let's get started by reading it through.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Getting the flu. Pat is lying down on the couch. He is pale and has no energy.
What's the matter, Pat? I didn't see you at school today.
I was absent. I called in sick because I'm feeling a bit under the weather.
Really? What's wrong?
I have a bad cough and a runny nose. Plus, I haven't had an appetite in days.
That's awful. I know how you feel. I was quite ill last week, too.
What was wrong with you?
I had a sore throat and I wanted to throw up for a few days. What's worse, I had a fever.
Oh, now that you mention it, my temperature is pretty high as well.
Uh-oh, it sounds like you might have the flu.
I wonder who could have given it to me.
Well, we did have lunch together last week, so I guess it could have been me.
Laura shrugs her shoulders, and Pat throws a pillow at her.
Ouch!
Okay, let's take a look at today's article. We start off with some descriptions of what's going on. It says, Pat is lying down on the couch. Couch, of course, is just another word for sofa.
Mm-hmm. And he is pale and has no energy. So the word pale is an adjective, and it means that the color of your skin is very white, or whiter than it usually is. We often get pale because of illness or a strong emotion like fear or even sadness. For example, Annie went pale when she found out her grandmother passed away.
Hmm.
So the adjective pale can also be used to describe a pale color that has more white in it than usual. For example, if a mug is pale blue, it means it's blue, but it almost looks white. It's actually even lighter than light blue.
So we could often describe the sky as being quite pale if it's kind of white, not very blue,
yeah.
A lot of clouds around. Okay, so Laura is in the conversation as well, and she says, what's the matter, Pat?
Okay, and then she says, I didn't see you at school today.
Okay, Pat replies with the obvious answer, I was absent. Mm. The word absent is spelled A-B-S-E-N-T, absent. And it's an adjective, and it means that the person is not in the place where they are expected to be. It's especially used to talk about being absent from school or absent from work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For example, the boss is absent all this week because he's on a business trip. So he's not in the office. Maybe they can't even reach him, although these days with emails, smartphones, mm-hmm. and so on, they can probably reach him, but he's certainly not in the office.
And then Pat says, I called in sick because I'm feeling a bit under the weather. If you call in sick, it means you call your place of work to say that you are ill and cannot come to work. For example, Denise woke up with a really bad headache, so she decided to call in sick.
I guess if you were at school, then you probably would get your parents to call in sick. It's unlikely that you would call your teacher and say, I'm sick, because I'm not sure if your teacher's going to completely buy that.
I don't think you're allowed to, right? Are
probably
kids
not.
To do that?
I mean, back in my day, you know, there were, again, no cell phones really, so you couldn't like text your teacher, I'm not coming in, I feel sick. Okay, we also saw the phrase under the weather, which is a pretty cool phrase. It's our shortcut for you, so first of all, let's listen and learn more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not so well.
Yeah, you seem under the weather.
Under the weather? No, we're inside.
To be under the weather means to be sick.
I see. Under the weather is 身体不适。
That's right. You seem really under the weather.
Yeah, I am.
You know what would make you feel better?
What?
Going outside. The weather is beautiful today.
Oh.
Welcome back, guys. So this phrase, under the weather, it just means you're not feeling great, usually because of an illness. For example, Terry went home early because she's feeling under the weather.
So Laura is Pat's good friend, so she's obviously concerned about him. She says, really? What's wrong?You can also say, what's the matter?
And Pat responds, I have a bad cough and a runny nose. So a cough, C-O-U-G-H, cough, is a noun in this sentence. It can also be a verb. So the noun cough is either an actual cough or the act of coughing. So a cough is just like this. That was three coughs. Okay, and it's really getting the air out of your lungs with a loud sound. You often get it when you've got a disease, you've got some kind of infection in your lungs, and you're trying to get rid of that bad stuff. It's like a body's defense.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you say, I have a cough, it's kind of used to mean that you have a throat problem causing you to cough a lot. It's kind of a casual name to show that you have some kind of illness.For example, I had problems with my class presentation because I have a bad cough. So it doesn't mean you just have one cough. It just means you have a problem causing you to cough.
Right. And runny nose is an idiom. Usually when you get the flu, it comes in a whole package. You'll have a cough and a runny nose. So a runny nose describes what happens when your nose runs, which means liquid comes out of your nose.
Oh.
What is that liquid called?
Mucus is, okay. I'm going to go with mucus as the correct scientific term. There's a lot of other words.
Yeah. So, I mean, our nose runs because of maybe a cold, an allergy, or even sometimes when you're crying. So you can also say running nose. I have a running nose.
Yeah, it's another kind of body's defense, like a cough, just trying to get rid of something. So Pat adds, plus, I haven't had an appetite in days. So an appetite, this is a noun spelled A-P-P-E-T-I-T-E, appetite. And it's the desire to eat food. It can also be used as a desire for other things. So Pat means by saying this, he doesn't really feel like eating. He might be hungry, but he just doesn't really want to eat. Maybe he feels that it will make him be sick or something, or he's just too kind of weak. So he knows kind of, I should eat food, but I just don't feel it. You can also say someone has a big appetite, as in this sentence, my uncle has a big appetite, so we always cook lots of food when he comes to visit.
That's pretty much like saying he eats a lot, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's always eating.
Yeah. And then Laura says, that's awful. I know how you feel. I'm sure we've all been there, right? We've all been sick with the flu. It really is a terrible feeling.
It's no fun at all.
Laura then says, I was quite ill last week, too.
Okay, Pat may be getting suspicious here and says, what was wrong with you?
Laura says, I had a sore throat and I wanted to throw up for a few days. If something is sore, sore is an adjective. It's spelled S-O-R-E, sore. It is painful and often red, especially because of an infection. You can also say your muscles are sore, and this happens when you use a muscle too much, so it's kind of like it's painful.
Exactly. So this is what Laura felt, and she also was throwing up a lot. To throw up means to be sick or to vomit, using the technical term. Mm-hmm. Although we have a lot of other fun words as well. Some of my favorites, you blow chunks, you chunder, you Ralph. If you look on any kind of online dictionary or slang dictionary, you'll find about 100 different ways to say you throw up. Okay, but let's use the phrase throw up. Eddie drank too much last night and threw up.
Oh, that happens to me all the time.
What? You don't even drink.
Yeah, so that's why I don't drink. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and then Laura says, what's worse, I had a fever. So a fever is an illness in which a person has a temperature that is higher than normal. Our normal body temperature should be about 37 degrees Celsius,
right?
So if your body temperature is above this, you're probably having a fever.
So once again, this is actually a kind of a body's defense because something, a virus probably is in you and your body is kind of heating up and reacting in an effort to try and get rid of it. It's also a reaction of things being inflamed and maybe you not being able to control your body's temperature properly as an effect of the virus. Okay, Pat, thinking about this idea of a fever, says, now that you mention it, my temperature is pretty high as well. So your temperature, T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-U-R-E, temperature, is how hot or cold you are. And it can be used for how hot or cold anything is, like an oven, like a day, like the weather outside.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the temperature today is around 20 degrees Celsius during the day, dropping to 13 degrees at night.
Okay, you can check your temperature using a thermometer. Thermometer is spelled T-H-E-R-M-O-M-E-T-E-R. So it's an instrument that is used for measuring the temperature of the air or a person's body. Anyway, let's get back to our article. Laura says, uh-oh, it sounds like you might have the flu. So the flu, spelled F-L-U, flu, is an infectious disease, which means it can be passed easily from one person to another, especially through the air they breathe. A flu is a very bad cold that causes fever, pains, and weakness. For example, you can prevent the flu by washing your hands frequently.
Mm-hmm. Flu is, of course, short for influenza, which is the name of the virus. So it's the influenza virus, slightly different. They're different viruses to a cold, much worse than a cold, as Angeline says, and particularly for old people. Flu can actually kill a lot of old people in the wintertime if they're not careful, which is why they get flu shots or injections to protect them. So if Laura had a fever and now Pat has a fever and possibly the flu, he says, I wonder who could have given it to me.
Okay, so Pat's suspecting that Laura passed it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Laura says, well, we did have lunch together last week, so I guess it could have been me.
That's right, because flu can kind of transfer through the air, through liquid in the air. So it's possible, you know, they didn't have to kiss or anything more interesting for Pat to get that flu. It could have just been passed over as they were sitting across each other or maybe sharing food, something like that, which is, of course, why you need to wash your hands. Okay, Laura shrugs her shoulders and Pat throws a pillow at her in some kind of revenge. Okay, so shrug is a verb spelled S-H-R-U-G, shrug, and it means to raise your shoulders slightly and for a very short time to indicate that you are not sure about something, you don't know about something, or also that you don't really care about something. You just shrug like, eh, I don't know, never mind. Okay, let's put that in a sentence. When the boss asked me why I'd made such a stupid mistake, all I could do was shrug. I was like, I don't know, boss. It just happened. I didn't mean to. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. So Laura shrugs as if to say, sorry, Pat, I can't help it. You know, diseases spread. Pat's not feeling forgiving. He throws a pillow at her, which maybe isn't too nice, but we can only assume he is doing it just as a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of the first part of the dialogue. We're going to move now to today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
Okay, so today's chat question relates to our topic, and it is, when was the last time you felt sick? And what was wrong with you?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
The last time I felt really sick was when I had tonsillitis.
Oh my goodness, that's awful.
I don't really know how to explain what tonsillitis is, because I know it has something to do with your tonsils, and I'm not even really sure where your tonsils are.
They are in the back of your throat.
Okay. And it's the round pieces of flesh that are at the side of your throat, right?
Yeah, kind of. They have a function in helping to control things, but they can also get infected, and they can be removed without any real effect on your body.
Yeah, so when I had tonsillitis, I had a hard time swallowing. I could barely talk. It's just...
They get like infected and they swell up, don't they? They kind of fill your throat up.
Yeah, it almost feels like a really bad, terrible sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you have them taken out?
No, I had medication and then it subsided. So it was better. What about you? When was the last time you felt sick?
Oh, the last time really sick? It's been a while, actually. Mm-hmm. If you discount the kind of illness that I have all the time and have to carry around, which is to do with a gland that I don't have, topic for another time, that one. But I haven't had any really bad colds this winter. I've maybe woken up with a headache. I don't think I've had any stomach problems for a while, might call la duzza. I guess I'm going to cross my fingers here. I'm going to touch wood, which is something we do when we want to kind of be lucky.
Or and, knock on wood.
Yeah, ward away some bad luck, because I've been reasonably healthy for a while. I've had no particular problems going on. It's only a matter of time before something comes along and I get sick again. We are in, you know, the winter, so something will happen. I usually get a cold around Chinese New Year after being around with a lot of people eating, so it'll happen. Anyway, that is the end of the first part of our dialogue, but join us again tomorrow to find out what Pat is going to do about his sickness problem. We will see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Getting the flu. Pat is lying down on the couch. He is pale and has no energy.
What's the matter, Pat? I didn't see you at school today.
I was absent. I called in sick because I'm feeling a bit under the weather.
Really? What's wrong?
I have a bad cough and a runny nose. Plus, I haven't had an appetite in days.
That's awful. I know how you feel. I was quite ill last week, too.
What was wrong with you?
I had a sore throat, and I wanted to throw up for a few days. What's worse, I had a fever.
Oh, now that you mention it, my temperature is pretty high as well.
Uh-oh. It sounds like you might have the flu.
I wonder who could have given it to me.
Well, we did have lunch together last week, so I guess it could have been me.
Laura shrugs her shoulders, and Pat throws a pillow at her.
Ouch!
Vocabulary review.
Absent. Several of the students were absent that day because of a bad cold. Cough. Fred had a bad cough for 3 days, so I told him to see a doctor. Appetite. I don't want to go to a hot pot restaurant right now. I don't have much of an appetite. Sore. My feet were really sore after I spent all day walking around in uncomfortable shoes. Temperature. In summer, the temperature rises and the days are longer than in winter. Flu. Kelly didn't go to school on Friday because she had the flu.